This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you guys? October, we're in it. I can't believe it. I mean, this year has flown by. It's absolutely crazy. And I don't really care, but I guess I do care. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for winter or whatever winter comes for California, because this mugginess that we keep getting, not a fan of, and it's pretty muggy today. So I could definitely do without that. Although when there's humidity in the air, it's not bad for the skin. It's really not. So I guess there's that. But still, for my sanity, I'd like winter to be here because this is my least favorite season. Anyways, let's see. What else is going on, you guys? Let's see. What can we talk about? So something funny, I posted about this, that I needed to color my roots, but I am having a problem with my hand and my wrist. So I wasn't able to do it. So I had to have my niece do it. She's like, I've never done this before. But she did a good job. And it, you know, there's just one little part that didn't get covered completely. But honestly, that was more my fault than hers. So she did a great job. So it's nice to know that I have somebody who can help me, because my grade does come back so quickly, literally 2 weeks, it'll start showing again. So now it's just, I use professional products, like the girl who does my hair. It's just easier if I just do my roots at home because it grows so fast. But then when I go in for like a deeper color, then that's when my girls do it. But anyway, it's nice to know that I have somebody to help me with that. And I don't know how interesting that was, but listen, let's just share some things. My sister's coming in town next week with my niece and my nephews, and I am beyond excited for that. I miss them terribly. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to spending some time with them. So many people are actually decorating for Halloween like you do for Christmas. So I am going to, there's already a few houses where I live that I just pass on a daily basis, but I'm definitely going to take all the kids out and would just do a house tour and look at all the Halloween decorations. They love that stuff. So I'm really excited to do it. And I will probably get them donuts and hot chocolate or something before, because that's always fun. It's what my parents did when we were younger, and we go look at Christmas lights. We'd always get hot chocolate and donuts. And so I thought that would be really fun. And since I'm trying to eat better, donuts are easy for me because I don't like donuts. So I can stay away from them pretty easily and let the kids enjoy them. And then I don't have to be regretful the next day that I ate donuts. So that'll be a fun week, and I'm excited to see them. I think that's it. I mean, I don't really have, besides work, and work is good. Oh, I do want to mention, I still have my special for my skincare coaching. The code is podcast, and you'll save some money if you want to sign up for that, or if you have a friend that you know is interested, send them my way. I'd love to help them. And that's it. So let's get started on to the episode. Here we go. Okay, so we're going to talk about hands and feet today. I think that they are often forgotten and then are neglected. And then all of a sudden we look at our hands and we're like, what the heck happened? Or we look at our feet because it's summertime. I know it's not summer, but it's winter or whatever. And we're like, what happened to our feet? Or maybe now that you're going into winter, you're thinking, what happened to my feet during the summer? So I'm just going to give you some ways to kind of care for both of them, and little hand treatments and feet treatments that you can do to kind of bring them back to life and get rid of all that dead skin and stuff. Okay, so anything below the face is harder to treat. That doesn't mean it's impossible, just harder. And that means the neck down. It's just harder to treat. It just, reversing that damage just takes longer, unfortunately. So when I say it's not impossible, it just means that the damage done will take longer to reverse or improve. I tell all of my clients that whatever you do to your face, make sure that you're also doing to your neck, chest, and hands. They are often, as I said, neglected, but they will show your age so quickly, especially your hands. And if you have like a wrinkly neck or anything like that, then that's going to show up. So all the same serums and stuff that you use on your face are great for those areas too. And I think this habit should start young, like in your teens. So it just kind of becomes part of your skincare routine instead of, okay, now I'm 25, I got to do this. Now I'm 30, I've got to do this. Like just make it part of your daily routine. And so it becomes a habit like brushing your teeth instead of something that you have to remember to do. I say the same thing with sunscreen. People are always like, oh, I just forget to put it on. If you make it part of your skincare routine, there's no forgetting. It'd be like saying, I forgot to wash my face today. Nobody forgets to wash their face. They just didn't do it. So it's the same thing. You're going to cleanse your face and then you're going to go right to sunscreen and then you won't forget that. People are like, well, I wasn't planning on going outside, and plans change, you guys. We know this all the time. So just put sunscreen on and you're protected all the time and you don't have to worry, okay? All right, so just talking about sunscreen. Sunscreen is super important and it's not necessary to really cleanse your hands the same way, but all those serums and moisturizers will keep your hands hydrated and protected. It's a simple step and will make a huge difference. Wearing gloves while washing dishes is a must for hand models, so maybe we should follow that rule too. I don't know. Dish soap is just very drying to the hand. So if you find that your hands are dry, maybe that could be a solution for you. Another tip is you can always wear gloves when driving. I mean, I know that's more extreme, but listen, the ones that do it, they look good. I definitely have the damage on my hands, which is very much a bummer. Okay, so here are some more tips. Always, always wear sunscreen. I know I've talked about this a million times, but I'm just going to keep repeating it. Wear sunscreen. You think about you're holding the steering wheel while you're driving and you know your hands get exposed so easily to the sun. You can exfoliate your hands every few days, just like your face. Getting rid of that dead skin will allow the beneficial products to penetrate and actually make a difference for you. I always recommend using a second cleanser, one with like mandelic or glycolic acid, every few days to help with the chemical exfoliation. And on those nights, I will also use it on my neck, chest, and hands. So I try to be consistent. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to treat my hands tonight. I'll use my exfoliation tomorrow on everything else. Like I do it all in one swoop. So it doesn't feel like it's an extra step. You also want to make sure that you keep your hands hydrated. It's the same as your face. The more hydrated your skin is, the more youthful that you look. And if that's important to you, then hydration is key. So lotion can help, but it doesn't necessarily hydrate the skin. It will lock in hydration for you. Grapeseed oil will help your skin. So put that on every night. Now, if you're going to put grapeseed oil on your face, neck, and chest, why not just add it to your hands? Why not just add it to your feet? My mom actually keeps grapeseed oil by her bed so she can put on grapeseed oil on her feet before she goes to sleep. And she just does a little bit, so it's not crazy. And she lets them kind of sit there for a little bit before she actually gets in bed or puts her feet in the covers or whatever. But I mean, it's just really good for the skin. And then if you want, you can put on a moisturizer on top of the grapeseed oil if you want to lock in that oil even more into the skin. Now, you have to be careful for like hand lotions because sometimes that lotion can transfer from your hands at night and start to clog pores. So some people will lay on their hands when they sleep and then they'll start to get breakouts on their cheek and they're like, I don't know what that's from, whatever. So you just want to be careful. Something as simple as like a hand lotion can actually clog your pores and make you break out. It's another reason why I love grapeseed oil, because you're just not going to have that problem. And if you want to, again, if you want to put that moisturizer on, you can add it to your hands on top of that grapeseed oil. So it's the same moisturizer, night cream, whatever you're using that's on your face, it will be on your hands. So then you know that it works for your skin and it's not going to cause you any breakouts. Okay, so those are your hands. Sunscreen's most important, but it's also good to make sure you're exfoliating and really hydrating that skin. So let's talk about feet. Listen, I hate feet. It's a running joke with my family. They love to tease me about it. My friends have always teased me about it. I just hate feet. And it's not like I was traumatized by anything. I don't particularly have ugly feet or anything. I don't know. I just hate them. It's a thing. I don't know. We all have our things, right? Okay. I do take good care of mine though, because I do think that's important. It's always good to exfoliate them a few times a week, just like you would your hands. And obviously, especially more in the summer when your feet are in sandals and not protected as much. I've used different things over the years. Sometimes I'll use like a strong nail file and use that on the bottoms of my feet, kind of like as a physical exfoliation. You don't want to over exfoliate because you can strip that skin. By the way, I've done that and ow, that really hurts. You guys remember that Petty egg? And it was like literally shaped like an egg. And I used it one time and I'll never forget. I was in Palm Desert at my friend's house. And I remember I had just bought it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to exfoliate my feet. And so I did that and I did it on my big toe and I completely stripped it. I mean, I guess it was some kind of infection because it did swell up a little bit and get really red and it was very tender. But it was just a couple of days, like it didn't blister or anything like that. But clearly I exfoliated too much. So sometimes you don't know you're doing it because your feet have built up thicker skin. So sometimes you're exfoliating and all of a sudden you're like, I think I went too deep. So you just got to be careful not to use anything too strong. And you have to remember that our feet build up that thicker skin because it's there to protect us. So we don't necessarily want to exfoliate that away. So be careful.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Okay, so obviously you always want to wear sunscreen. A lot of people, especially during the summer, if you're walking around in like sandals, flip-flops, whatever you're wearing, it's always a good idea to apply sunscreen to your feet as well. Obviously in the winter, if you're just wearing tennis shoes or boots or whatever all the time, depending on where you live, maybe it's not as necessary. But in the summer, I definitely would. I see so many people who have tan lines. So it's a good idea to protect because you can get skin cancer anywhere on your body. So just be careful. And remember that Bob Marley died of melanoma that was in his toe. So you got to be careful. Okay. So here's a little hand and foot treatment that you can do. Honestly, this works for hands or feet. Oh, and before I forget, there is a product by CeraVe and it has salicylic acid in it and it's for like rough and bumpy skin. So I'm sure it'd be great for keratosis pilaris, the chicken skin, the red little bumps that you might get on the back of your arms. And whatnot. I mean, I have better products that would work for that, but this probably is what it's intended for. My guess is an over-the-counter product. But anyways, you can get that and you can put that on the bottom of your feet a few times a week, just kind of depending. And I have been doing that and it's pretty awesome. So really recommend that. Okay, so a little hand and foot treatment. Exfoliate using like a glycolic cleanser or a mandelic cleanser, like I said, and a scrub. And I have all of these products on my website. It's a retinol scrub. It's a 2% retinol exfoliating scrub. And then I have a glycolic cleanser and a mandelic cleanser all on my website. So if you need something, that's where it is, pureskinoc.com. And both of those are going to physically and chemically exfoliate your skin. Now, what would be really great is if you could maybe do this at the end of a bath or something. And let me tell you why. One, you're soaking your feet and you're getting them really soft and really ready and they're just taking the ingredients better. Because remember, like I said, your feet are thicker skin. Your hands, this isn't as necessary, obviously. But your feet, if you soak them for a little, they'll be softer. And then you can put the scrub and the cleanser on and then just keep one or two out of the bath at a time. Obviously, you don't want to rinse it off right away. And if you're just kind of sitting there, it's easier than when you do this in the shower because obviously you have to stand on your feet. It doesn't work as well. So hopefully that makes sense. But you can leave that scrub on for like 10 minutes if you want, and it'll really make a big difference. After cleansing, you can apply grapeseed oil and massage it in generously. Because remember, this is a treatment. This is not an every night thing. This is just when you feel like your hands or your feet need something extra. So you're going to apply that grapeseed oil and you're going to massage it in generously. So just use more than you normally would. Then you can apply a hand cream. So CeraVe has a moisturizing cream. Cetaphil has a moisturizing cream that is fine to use as well. And again, this is for a treatment. This is not it for every day. And you just apply a generous layer of whatever you decide to get for your moisturizing cream and apply it to your hands, apply it to your feet. And then after that, you're going to put on gloves or socks or something similar to protect your hands and obviously your feet too. And you're going to relax and leave it on for about 20 minutes. Your hands and feet are going to be so soft after this, okay? Now, if you have more difficult feet, like maybe the soles of your feet are a little more dry, it might take another treatment, more treatments, whatever, to actually get to the desired look that you want for your feet and or hands, but definitely will improve. And it's an easy thing to do. And these, I mean, at least for my clients, they most of the time are going to have these products anyway. So it's not an extra expense, but I'm just telling you specifically what I use that I have on my website, but you can obviously use similar products that you might have in your arsenal. But I do think everybody should have grapeseed oil. I'm telling you, it's $14 on my website. So inexpensive, and it's absolutely worth it. Okay, so that is all about hands and feet. I hope that helps. Just remember not to over exfoliate like I did, because bam, it hurts. And just protect those hands. Protect them while you're driving. Do everything you can. Just put that sunscreen on, reapply, but don't leave your sunscreen in your car. A lot of people like to do it if it's hot outside, because it will start to break down that sunscreen. So you want to be really careful with that. And then you want to, that's it. I don't think I had another thought. So that's it for me. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that you learned something and you are better equipped to take care of your hands and feet at home instead of having to go get pedicures all the time and have them do the cheap callus remover that they use. Trust me, these steps will help your feet even better. I also have a callus remover that I like to use sometimes. I do have that linked in my Amazon store that you can access through my social media. I have a link tree, or you can just go on my website and you can access my Amazon shop there. I have lots of different products that I use personally, and then obviously as an esthetician, what I use. So check those out. But that callus remover's on there, and I've recommended it to a lot of people, and it's pretty awesome. I love it. Okay, guys, that's it. I hope you learned something. I hope that you guys have a great October. I hope you have a happy Halloween, because that's coming up. And don't forget to check out the little special deal I'm having on my skincare coaching. You just have to use the word podcast as the coupon code. All right, guys, have a great week and we will talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.